Indeed. And that's what the National Cohesion and Integration Commission has been urging the government to do, because if these incidents are not dealt with effectively, they may spill over to the elections in March. And in fact, today in Nairobi, we have just opened a national conference addressing peaceful general elections, which was opened by His Excellency President Mwai Kibaki, and in attendance was the Prime Minister and the Vice President. In terms, the whole government was there, basically. The head of the judiciary and also the head of the legislature.
Prof, some people have expressed concern that elections in Kenya have often degenerated into violence because of ethnic tension and in somewhat religious. A case in point was 2007-2008 post-election violence, and they expressed concern that enough has still not been done to reduce tension drastically to address these concerns that they have. What steps do you think the government can take to resolve this tension?
I think what needs to be done, as a commission, we have been asking Kenyans that, as you rightly put it, that every time we have elections, 5 years, for the last 20 years, then we kill ourselves and also we kill our economy. And we have been asking and urging Kenyans to address the issues that divide them, that incite them, so that the next year we can break this jinx of killing ourselves and killing our economy every time we have elections. And I think the security agencies in this country need to help us. Where people are caught inciting, they are able to get arrested and arraigned in court very quickly. And the judiciary also helps us in quickly dispensing with the justice. For us as a commission, we are on record of trying to recommend prosecution for some of the senior politicians who have been exciting. There are several cases now that are supposed to be going to court for that. What we are also saying is that we are telling Kenyans, well, it may not be possible for us to rely on just one agency, one institution, to secure us as we go to elections next year. That it means it may be necessary to have a personal responsibility by making sure you expose people who kill each other because of ethnicity or religion, like the sad incident that happened today with the death of Abud in Mombasa. And when you take that responsibility, then the other institutions will be able to help you. And I hope Kenyans will listen 6 months before we go to elections.
Professor Nzilando, some are saying that the security forces should be proactive in gathering actionable intelligence to advise the government or to work around to bring down this tension whenever it's anticipated that it could arise that could trigger violent clashes between groups, ethnic groups, religious groups, and political groups. As an organization, how do you put pressure on the security agencies and, for that matter, the government to act proactively?
Yeah, that's why we, as a commission, we have started a strategy that's known as WIANO Platform, which is really a conflict prevention and the conflict mitigation strategy. Where we want to bring the police. And that strategy worked very, very well during the referendum campaigns of 2010, where we encouraged citizens themselves to send an SMS to a number free of charge to be able to give us this intelligence, and then we get the police to act. Unfortunately, some of these incidents that have happened in Mandera, in the Coast Province and northeastern part of Kenya, have come up before we launched this strategy. That strategy was very, very successful in terms of stopping any violence in 2010. And we hope, and because we had very good working relationship with the police, we used to have meetings until midnight. We would share this information across the board with everyone, and the police agencies would respond very, very quickly when we provide this intelligence. I think that is the kind of strategy that we need, and the NCIC, with its other partners, will be launching that strategy so that we can help this country to make sure we avert violence as we go to elections next year.